Welcome to the Stronger Stride podcast with your hosts, Lydia Mackay and Sophie Lane. And welcome back to the Stronger Stride podcast. We are with Lydia Mackay and Sophie Lane. Good morning, Sophie.
Hello. How's everyone going?
Well, everyone, it's just me
you
here,
and the audience.
And the audience. Talking to you. And the listeners. Oh, sorry. didn't just care about my morning. That's fine. No. but I'm going well. I'm so good. Well. The sun is shining. The sky is blue.
Yeah, blue sky.
Oh, it's so nice. It's not raining. And I do love the rain, but I also love the sun. So I'm
good to have some variety.
Excited. That's true. And what about yourself?
I'm doing
appreciating,
well.
Appreciating
I'm loving
the
it.
Sky.
Looks good from the window. So today, we're going to do a bit of it seems a bit selfish. We're just going to talk about ourselves. we've had a few people wondering, actually, what do we do? Who we are? Like, why are we doing this podcast? A few questions like that, which is fair enough because we could just be two random girls to most people. But we do have a bit of an interest in running, in health and fitness, in a few different things. So we're going to run through basically what we do for work, our qualifications, and then we'll dive into a little bit about why we run, what we get out of it, some running memories from back in the day. And then we'll just go over a few little topics about who we've trained with in the past, our favorite events, our favorite shoes, a few little questions like that. So you guys can find out a little bit more about us. We can find out some more about each other that we don't know. We'll just have a bit of a chat about why we do what we do.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it is a bit selfish, isn't it, really? But hopefully you get some value out of it, find it a little bit interesting. And if not, you can always skip through and catch us on the next episode. Okie doke. Well, should we start off with yourself, Sophie Lane? What have you done since high school? And what are your qualifications?
Okay, so since high school, I went straight to Newcastle University and I did a bachelor's degree in exercise and sports science, just a 3-year course. And then from there, I went on to do a master's through Charles Sturt University, which is in Bathurst. Luckily, I could do that mostly online, so I didn't have to move to Bathurst or anything like that. I just went down there a couple of times to do the more practical components. The rest was online. And that was 18 months. So I finished that about halfway through last year. And then for the last, 8 or 9 months, I've been working as an accredited exercise physiologist. So I've moved up to Newcastle since then because I got a job in Warners Bay and also in Cooks Hill in Newcastle CBD. So it was just a bit more convenient than commuting each day. So I'm living up in Newcastle now, originally from the Central Coast. Just working as an exercise physiologist. I'm also working at a place called the Stretch Lab, which a lot of you may know because there's one in Terrigal as well. So I'm just doing that 1 or 2 days a week, which is really fun too. The other days I'm at an allied health practice, working in kind of a clinical setting with a variety of patients, but mostly chronic disease. A lot of people don't know what exercise physiology is. It's
do you want to elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, so it's basically chronic disease management. So pretty much all of my clients have some sort of chronic disease, whether that's a chronic injury that they've had for a lot of years or some sort of illness. So we deal with a lot of diabetes, arthritis, osteoporosis, cancer, Parkinson's, any sort of disease. We just try and use exercise as medicine, basically. So rather than just relying on medication, we try and implement some sort of exercise strategy because there's so much evidence to show that exercise is so beneficial, well, for anyone, but especially for those suffering from some sort of illness. It improves their symptoms, their quality of life, just their general function. So we try and get them active, get them moving again, and it's really, really enjoyable. I love it.
That's impressive. That's really great, Soph. Okay, well,
what about you?
What about me? So I studied at the University of Newcastle also, studying, in fact, I started off with diagnostic radiography. I did that for a year straight out of high school and I didn't love it, so I transferred into physiotherapy, which is what I'm currently studying, and I'm in my last year now. So it's a 4-year degree. I had a little bit of time off in the middle of the degree and now I'm on to my last year, which I'm super excited about. And sort of in between that, I studied my Cert 3 and 4 in fitness, and I've worked as a personal trainer on the Central Coast. So I've studied in Newcastle, just commute up there, but I've always been based on the Central Coast, and predominantly sort of working with outdoor group fitness. I work with Fired Up Fitness in Terrigal, Element Bootcamp in Terrigal. I do some mobile personal training. And then work in Erina with F45, which has been fantastic the last few years, as well as I work for a few other gyms in Erina as well here and there in between my studies. So that's sort of what I've been doing for work and for study. Not quite as much as Soph, just the one degree will do, not quite onto my master's yet. Yeah, my plan is to just finish up uni this year, which is, yeah, very excited about that, and then hopefully get into the world of physiotherapy and work as a physio. So, in fact, a lot of people ask about what the difference is between physio and exercise physiology, and as Soph just explained, exercise phys, which is awesome. And I guess physio, I mean, probably most people have seen a physio before, but typically in like a private practice sort of sports clinic setting. So, which is like a big, you know, that's definitely a big component of physio. We look after people with sporting injuries. So injuries that are related to normally your muscles, you know, if you injure yourself playing sport, that's the sort of things that tend to come up. But we also do work in hospitals with cardiopulmonary patients. We do a lot of stroke rehab, so working with neurorehabilitation. And yeah, a whole range of things. But I'm just excited to get into it. I definitely have an interest in the sporting area, as that's sort of what I've done. But yeah, who knows? We'll find out at the end of this year exactly where I end up.
Very exciting. And in the meantime, between now and the end of this year, where will you be?
Oh, yeah. So that's it. I'm off on a new venture. I'm moving up to Coffs Harbour. So I've always been in Terrigal on the Central Coast. Well, not in Terrigal, but on the Central Coast in Terrigal the last few years. But now I'm off to Coffs Harbour, which is very exciting. So I leave on Sunday, and today is Tuesday. So it's very soon. And I'm going to be doing all my placement up there. So basically, I've finished all my theory of my degree. That's so scary to say that. And then, yeah, this year I'll be doing my placement up there. So I'll be in the hospital for a stint, and I'll be at a few different practices around the Coffs Harbour area, which is exciting. A new chapter. Hopefully, I'll get to discover some new runs up there, which I'm excited about.
Yeah. I'm keen to visit. Be good.
Oh, yes. Can't wait to have you. If anyone wants to visit, any of our listeners, just let me know. I'll always be down for a run.
DM at Stronger Stride.
Yes.
Yes. And then I guess we want to dive a little bit deeper. I think you can kick this off, because I feel like you're a little bit more philosophical than me. why do you run, Lydia? Why do you run? Oh,
goodness. Well, I mean, yeah, so many reasons. I think I sort of think of it as I can run, so why shouldn't I run? So many people can't. So many people live with chronic disease or have injuries or live in places that aren't safe to run. You know, I'm blessed. We're both blessed. We live in Australia. It's safe to go outside most of the time. There's no reason why I can't most of the time. I mean, I've definitely had my fair share of injuries. And to be honest, I think I've spent more of my sort of running life injured than I've actually spent running, which potentially makes me value it even more, because I just think if you can, then do it for the people that can't. You know, like, I guess the degree that I'm studying, yeah, we definitely get to work with people with sporting injuries, but we also work with people who are learning to walk again, or who may not even be able to breathe, like they can't take a deep breath, or they're struggling to cough or struggling to get up and out of bed. So very sort of lower level compared to what the average person is. And I think if you have the opportunity and if your body's going to let you, then you should. do it for the people that can't. So I guess that's very like broad, and it wouldn't have to be running. But I guess I think I started running just because of my dad, really, and my brother a little bit, when I was in year two. So when I was about 8, I saw my brother go for a run with dad because he was going to train for school cross country. And I was very jealous, and I'm a competitive person. And so I said that I wanted to run too, and I wanted to train for school cross country, because if my brother was going to do it and dad was going to do it, then I didn't want to miss out. So trained for school cross country. And yeah, I think from then I decided that obviously I enjoyed it, and I wanted to do it a little bit more. So that's sort of why I started and why I do it, I think. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Okay, what about yourself, Soph? Why did you start and when did you start?
Probably pretty similar to you. I don't know. It was probably a similar age, maybe year 3 or year 4.
Same bit later than me.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've got a year on you.
That's why you're faster than me. about that time, same sort of thing, school cross country. I don't know why I wanted to do it. I think I was always pretty competitive as a kid. I played soccer, but I think I wanted to do something where like it could all be on me. Like, you know, there's no one else to rely on. So if it went well, I got all the credit for it. Even if it didn't, then it's my fault. I remember
the prize money just for yourself.
Yeah. Because I remember, I think school cross country was 2Ks.
Yeah.
And so where I lived in Bensville, from my house, you'd run along kind of the main street in Bensville, and then there's a intersection which hits the main road. Mm-hmm. And obviously at that age, I'm not going to be running on the main road. But I remember my family and my next door neighbors were all standing outside, and they had a stopwatch, and I ran from home to the end of that road and back, because it was exactly 2Ks, and they timed me, and I remember just collapsing on the grass, and they're all like cheering, and I'm just like laying down as if I'd run like a marathon or something.
Wow.
Like I was so thought that was the longest way. Like I was like, I can't believe I went the whole way to the end of the road. Like I just remember it being this huge deal.
That's amazing.
And they're all like cheering for me, and it was probably like a week before cross country or something like that. So that was my first time I remember one week out, a 2K run. but it was big at that time. And I remember that was the first time I actually trained for something.
Wow.
And then, from there, I just, kept doing all the cross country in school and things like that. And I was never really that good. Like, I don't know. I was better at cross country. The athletic stuff, I never really did well in, the shorter distance stuff. It was always, I preferred the longer, the 2 or 3K.
Big 2Ks, yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And then, I just carried it on, I guess. I started doing kind of fun runs, I guess. The first one was Bay to Bay, I think when I was 12 or 13. And I was Googling about it because, again, I wanted to do well if I was going to do it. And I think on the Bay to Bay website, they had like a training group thing.
Oh, wow.
And it was Dave Burns was running it. And so I was so nervous to like turn up to Adcock Park. I'd never trained on a track before, like nothing like that. And so I turned up and he was there, and it was just like this group of probably 40 to 50 year old men and me.
And you.
And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so weird. But he was so nice. Everyone was so nice. And we just did like interval sessions. I think it was a Wednesday night or something. And I just kept turning up to that every week, and it was so good. And it was just like that kind of introduced me to the running community, I guess, the first time I'd run with a group, even though felt completely like not the right person to be there, but they were also friendly and didn't matter. So that was kind of, how I first started. Yeah. And I guess the reason why I just kind of started, and I just feel like, why would I stop now? It's kind of that thing I can always go back to. Like I've tried a few other things that we'll chat about later, but it's always that thing that is always there, and it's easy to access. Like you can just put your shoes on and go whenever you want. So it's just 100%. Nice to have that convenience, and I just enjoy it. So it's just going to always be there. And obviously sometimes I'll be doing more running, sometimes a bit less, but I'll always get back to it.
It's a real minimalist sport, which I love about it. Like you literally just need your joggers and that's it. And and maybe not even your joggers. If you're at the beach, you could just run on the sand without your shoes. But like, let's say you need a pair of shoes, and that's, ideally some like good pair of running tights or singlet top or whatever, but basically no equipment, get out of the house, and you can do it wherever you are. it takes you to beautiful places.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can just be to get up and get some fresh air. Like, it's just a good excuse to get out of the house, I guess, really. Yeah, but sure. It's nice that you can do it anywhere. Like, you can be away on a holiday. And people often talk about going on holidays and then coming back. And they're like, oh, I'm so unfit, blah, blah, blah. But I think most runners who you talk to, they're like, oh, I went away and, oh, I got to run in this new place and I got to see this and I ran here and I found this little trail. And and it's just such a different experience to if you have a sport where you have to have a set of equipment that, like, if we were powerlifters, imagine you, I mean, you can't, it's not practical. No way.
Take that in your suitcase.
Yeah. exactly. So I think that's something that I also like about running. But yeah, that's so nice. It sounds like for you, you're very just sort of self-driven, I guess. I mean, I think I was similar, but I ran with my dad mostly.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it was really lovely. It was really, really lovely. And we would just like run around the block and go in the bush and do whatnot. But I think I did Beta Bay as well, but I think I don't think I really ever did a training block for it. I think most of my Beta Bays were like under 12 because I just have memory of being in that age group of like the 12-year category, or was it under 12? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think under 12, and then it was 12 to 15 was the next one.
Yeah. I think I must have done it 3 times before the 12-year age category. Because I remember. So good. Well, I remember because I won it every year I did it, and then I was like, oh, no, I don't know if I'm going to win it if I'm in the next age category.
And then you just didn't try?
No, well, then I was injured. I've been injured ever since.
Yeah, right.
I think I've done one Beta Bay since. But that's amazing. Right. Maybe this year I'll... No, yeah. I won't this year. I won't be around. 2022 could be the Beta Bay comeback.
Yeah. Get your trophies out, line them up. There'll be a bit of a gap there, but that's all right.
Now, what are we going to go into next? A bit about our groups that we've run with and our training experiences. Mm-hmm. Did you want to go through that? So you mentioned that you trained with Dave Burns at Ad Hoc Park.
Yeah.
And then so where'd you go from there?
Yeah, so he is obviously part of Terrigal Trotters. He's been there for a long time. So I think he had mentioned to me a few times about getting down to Trotters for a Saturday morning run. I think, to be honest, at the time, I probably thought it was too early or something like that. 6 a.m. on a Saturday when you're 15 years old. I think, I wasn't sure. But the first time I did, like, an event with them, it was actually probably the worst event to choose. When Trotters do a 10K on the track, like, in combination with Mingara Athletics. So it's the 10K at Mingara 10K around the 400-meter track. I don't know. Like
25 laps on a track.
Ew. If I had to choose something to not do, it would be that. But I just thought, wow, 10Ks, like, it's so cool. and I turned up, and again, it was really, like, most people were much older than me. They all knew what they were doing. Like, I just had no idea. I didn't know how many laps it was or anything like that. And I can't remember what my time was. I think it was, like, 50 minutes or something like that. And there was only 3 girls, and I came third, and I was just stoked with that. I think it was Sky and Alyssa with the other two.
Yeah.
So that was, must have been, 15 or something, 14 or 15. So that was kind of that. And then from there, I think in year 10, we had to do work experience. And for some reason, I don't even know. This is a big journey. I don't even know how I thought of it or how I even knew, because I hadn't. Basically, I chose to contact Margaret from the runner's shop, which is random because I'd never been there. I didn't really know much about it, but obviously at the time I was just keen to get involved with the running community and thought that was kind of the most convenient job to be involved. You know, there's not really many other jobs in running.
Work experience. I mean, why not?
Yeah, I know.
I want to be a runner, so I've got to work at a runner shop.
Well, that's it, yeah. So I emailed her and then she came back and I can't remember how it went down, but she was happy to have me for the week. So I remember Mum dropped me off and I went to the shop and did work experience and I was terrible. I didn't know where any shoes went. I didn't know how to do anything, how to use the till, anything like that. I was terrible. So I'm glad that they put up with me for the whole week. And when I was there, obviously I was chatting to Margaret about running and what I do, and I was training with Dave at the time. And she kind of convinced me that she had a few girls kind of my age at Mingara that trained on a Tuesday and Thursday, and that I'd be welcome to join if I wanted to. So yeah, I went down, tried that out, met Harmony down there. Shout out to Harmony. And then yes. There were a few other people there as well. I don't know if Alyssa and Therese were there at the time, but they're always around throughout the track journey. And then, yeah, so I just started doing that. And then I think by that stage I was going to Trotters as well. So Terrigal Trotters, then Mingara Athletics Club I joined just because I was at the track. Awesome. And yeah, so I was pretty much into it then.
Yeah, I think that you did a lot.
Yeah, well, that year 10, I did 10K fun runs. I don't know. Wow. It was this thing I wanted to do. So it was like nearly once a month, which at the now I'm like, that's really not that significant. But to sign up for them all, pay for them,
Go
travel to them.
How are you funding this? Year 10. I know,
rich girl. Sophie, well, my work experience. No, so yeah, that was it. And then, yeah, from there, it's been basically Trotters in Mingara since then, which has been great. I probably wouldn't still be running if it wasn't for Marg and Robert at Mingara. Like, they've done a lot for me over the years. And Dave originally, which was great. And then the group up there, like, there's just a great group of runners at the Tuesday track. Really nice group. Heaps of different varieties and ages and everything like that, but everyone just gets along so well, and it's nice to have people to run with, as we've talked about before. It helps so much to not be just on your own. And then I've moved to Newcastle now, so bit of a fresh start with some new groups. I'm still on the coast quite often, so I'm still getting down to Trotters when I can. And now I've just started going to Wooters, which is a group up here. They wear orange shirts and they do that sign with their hands. if you recognize them, I might put a photo of me doing it below. But yeah, so they're really nice, very similar vibe to Trotters, really nice community sort of spirit. So I've been doing their Monday night interval sessions, and I think they do some trail runs and things like that. And then I've been going to Pure Run on a Wednesday night, which is just a group run outside the running shop up here. And then I'm hoping to get to a park run or something like that now that they're back open, and just trying to.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, I think all my runs up here are going to be with groups. I don't think I'll do many solo ones just because there's quite a few options, and it's lovely. Prefer it that way. So I may as well sort of have that schedule. So yeah, that was a bit of a long story.
Yeah, what did I ask you?
Yeah, how's the question was, who have you trained with? I didn't even mention you. I don't know how many kilometers we've done together. Plus, shout out to Sue Watson, third training buddy. But yeah, we've done a lot of runs together. I don't want to dive into it. There's too many to chat about. But
I'm a bit you have your turn as now. Well, so boring.
No one cares. People have probably switched off by now. I wonder if anyone's still listening. Leave a comment below. Shout out to you. Committed.
Gosh.
All right, your turn.
Wow. So I mean, mostly with my dad between like 8 to 10 roughly, and then I think Dad and I were going for a run. I remember this quite well, actually. We're going for a run in Gosford, like around Adcock Park, and we just sort of ran up towards the track. Anyone who knows Adcock Park knows that there's like a bike path around, there's some like footy ovals, and then there's like an athletics track, and we sort of just ran up to the track, and there was a group down there training. And it was Frank Overton's group, or it might have actually, I think it was like a race night. That's right. It was this sort of like semi-casual race night. And I think it was like a combination of Mingara Athletics and Frank Overton. I'm not entirely sure. I could have this a little bit wrong, but anyway, we like sort of just like watched a little bit, 'cause we're like, oh, what's going on? Like, we'll just have a look and see some other runners. And Dad and I, when we used to go for runs, we would always like stop and look at things, and like it was always super relaxed. Like, we'd stop to look at a bird in a tree, or we'd stop to like look at a funny shaped cloud, or I don't know, we'd stop all the time and just appreciate the view. So there were runners like, awesome, we'll just like see what's going on. And then Frank comes over, and next thing we know, we're doing some races. So we somehow he convinced us to join in. Oh, and I think maybe we did a 1500 meters or I want to say a 3K, but I feel like 10-year-old Lydia, a 3K would have been like quite an effort on the track. So I don't think we did that. But anyway, after that, ended up joining Little Athletics and at Gosford, running with Frank Overton during the week, like Tuesday, Thursday sessions. And then, yeah, basically did Little Athletics and ran with Frank up until I was like 15 or 6. Actually, no, that's not true. Probably like 17, 18, actually. 'Cause it wasn't really till I left school that I stopped doing that. But it was sort of always a bit on and off. Like I mean, I'm not going to go into it at all, but I had so many injuries and it was sort of like run and then off for like 6 months and then run and then off for 12 months and then run for a few months, off for 2 years. Like it was my hip flexors that I tore a million times, and then it was my ankle that I rolled that and did damage to my ligaments, which was nice. And then what was it after that? Then I had Osgood Schlatter's and I literally couldn't run for 2 years. So I took up swimming and then I hurt my shoulder and then stopped swimming. And then finally I could sort of run again. And then Frank has a walking squad, like a race walking squad. And I sort of got twisted into doing that a little bit. And I was like, yeah, okay. Because I enjoy competing. So I was like, why not? If this is what it's all about, I'll do that, sure. So I did that for a few years. And look, running's definitely what I love to do, but I did enjoy competing, and there was a bit of an incentive to do that too, because I think you could get bonus points at the University of Newcastle if you'd represented your state for a certain number of years. And because I was competing at a national level, I could get some bonus points, which I thought was a good enough incentive, despite not really loving it. But that's okay. I think it was a good experience, and it's good. I loved competing, so I'm very grateful for those experiences, and it's great to be able to train with people that are, I guess, competing at a level that's not just like park run on the weekend, you know, getting to compete with people who take it a little bit seriously. It was a bit of fun. But yeah, then after that, university kind of took up a lot of time and I could never really make training and a whole lot of other things in my life, which sort of, yeah, led me to not doing all that much running. But I think now what I do is a bit of trotters. Soph and I started trotters a little bit together. Because we got our trotter number at the same time. I think Soph and I ran into each other on a Wednesday 6 at 6 in Gosford, which is a trotters run. And I remember it was the day we sat our last HSC maths exam. Because I remember asking, oh, how'd you find the paper? And you're like, yeah, it was good or whatever. I can't remember. Yeah. And I just remember getting to trotters, that thing there, the 6 at 6. And realizing that I'd forgotten to eat lunch that day because I was so nervous for the maths exam and I was so hungry at that run. But that's another story. And then I think from that run, we both had sort of said, oh, I wouldn't mind doing a half marathon one day.
Mm.
And we weren't really, like, we were sort of like friends enough, but like we didn't ever hang out. Yeah.
So bit of context. We went to high school together from year 7 till end of year 10, right? Then you moved schools. Yeah, for the last 2 years. So we didn't really, I didn't really see you between year 10 and
at all.
So like we'd say hi at school and like have a chat, but we didn't hang out outside of school.
No. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So I think when we ran into each other then, we're like, oh, yeah, okay. Like if you want to go for a run, like maybe we'll train for a half marathon together. And yeah, and then that's what we did. So we trained up for Sydney Morning Herald Half. Mm, and that's right. And then we started doing some trotters runs and yeah, for us like a 10 to 15K run was a big effort. But anyway, just skipping forward all of that, but now where I'm at, I mostly just run on my own. I love my own company. I think I'm a great company, at least for myself.
The amount of times, just interrupting, the amount of times I'll be with Lydia just, I don't know what we're doing, just hanging out. And she'll just start laughing. And I think, oh, maybe like she's seen something funny on her phone or I don't know what it is. And I'll go, what? Like, what's it? And she'll go, it's just in my head. I just said something to myself in my head. Like, you just have conversations with yourself that no one else can hear. So who knows what's going on up there? So no wonder you can run just by yourself and just be happy because you're just laughing at yourself. Anyway.
Have some great chats. Great chats.
Why don't you share them with the rest of us? What are you trying to hide?
Well, I do on our long run, Soph. You know what it gets like.
Mm.
But we need a few hours first. Yeah, it's normally on weird. Hour three and four.
Yeah, that's when it gets weird.
Yeah. But yeah, mostly I run on my own. I've been trying to get to trotters a little bit, but as a personal trainer and group fitness instructor, people always are like, oh, it's so great. Like, you get up every morning and exercise. I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, I get up every morning and work and just happen to work in scenic locations, which is amazing. I absolutely love, love, love what I do. But normally I don't get to go for my own run until a little bit later in the day or who knows when, because I'm normally taking classes in the mornings. But I have just had the last 4 weeks or 3.5 weeks off work before my move, which is just really, I love what I do for work, but it's been really nice. And I've been able to get up in the mornings and go for runs every day. I've been doing integral trotters, well, maybe twice. I think I've done like two. I think I was in Newcastle on one of the, I don't know, I've missed some, but yeah, I've done a few trotters runs, which has been lovely. Just running with friends, catching up with people. And obviously when I move, I'll have to sort of figure out a new routine, but I know that there is a trail running group in Coffs Harbour, which I'm going to check out, and I'm very excited for that. So I'm hoping to do some runs with them on the weekends, and then during the week I plan to just do my own thing as usual. Bit of road, bit of bush, just whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever sort of fits in and whatever I feel like. So yeah,
it's good.
All right, so we're going to move into a little bit of a...
We don't know what to call it. We've been trying to decide, is it a speed round? Is it just like quick fire questions? But we're not going to be that quick because we like to dawdle and talk slowly. So we're just going to have a few extra questions. Basically, we couldn't think of a category to call it. So here's a few extra questions that we couldn't fit in earlier.
Okay. So these are the three questions. Favorite pair of shoes currently, favorite place or segment to run. And that could be general or specific. And then ideal Sunday. Just
okay.
Full day. So you're going to take the lead.
Off. Okay, my favorite pair of shoes. It's no surprise. Well, to you probably.
Well, yeah. And
to anyone that's ever seen me run, because I don't really run in anything else. Brooks Adrenalines. Whether that's the Adrenaline 16, 17, 18.
I think we're up
to 21 now. I've had them so all. Many options. I was trying to think how many I've had. It must be at least 10. I'm not sure. Basically, I got very lucky working at the runner shop for a number of years and got a really good discount. So shout out to Margaret. Thanks for that. So I stocked up, got a lot of pairs of Adrenalines. I've had lots of other shoes. I love Hockers. They don't always suit my foot, but when I get a good one like the Torrent, I love that. Sorry, you said one shoe. I'm dawdling it already.
It's okay. I've got Brooks multiple Adrenaline. Shoes in my head.
No, we're sticking with Brooks Adrenaline. But then if I had to choose a trail shoe, then it's going to be the Hocker Torrent.
Beautiful.
If I had to choose a racing shoe, I mean, you know, there's lots of categories.
What's your racing shoe?
I like the Asics Tartha Edge, it's called, that light blue white one.
Yes.
I don't really use it because I don't really race short distances. But
yeah, I was going to say.
But okay, if I was going overseas and I could only fit one pair of shoes in my suitcase, it would be the Adrenalines. They just work for me. I just love them. That's the end of that story. My ideal Sunday.
Yep. Or your favorite run course first.
Favorite course. Okay. Event or just
place to run. Event or place to run.
Well, okay. I'll have to say Budai National Park. But I also have bad memories there of when I did that race,
the
Budai Coastal Run.
Oh.
And I have never felt so much like I was going to die.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
Well, it's just silly because we'd run there so much, so often. We've done like all the different routes you can do, but that day,
You hadn't in the past.
Yeah, no, me and Sue, you were injured at this time. Oh, me and Sue were there every weekend for months.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I missed that period.
I should have been ready. I thought I was so ready. But I don't know. I think it was hot, which is a good excuse. And I think maybe when we were normally running, we'd just kind of cruise along. And maybe for the race, I'd obviously tried to push a little bit harder.
Yeah.
And it was way too hard because there was a 14K and a 21K. And I got to about 13 and I was like, oh my God, I'd be stoked to be finished in a kilometre. But I was doing the 21 and just getting back on the beach, I don't know, everything hurt. My lungs were just burning. I don't know. So that was awful. But normally when I'm not racing, if I'd choose anywhere to be, I think it'd be there. The scenery is just so nice. It's perfect trails. You've got like wide fire trails or little single tracks. There's stairs, there's sand, there's a bit of everything, which is hard. It's definitely not an easy place to run, but it's just so nice. Just, yeah, love it in there. So that'll be my favorite location. And then my ideal Sunday. Obviously, you're going to start your Sunday with a long run, classic.
Yeah.
So probably in Budai or somewhere similar. A couple of hours, maybe 2 hours. I feel like if we go more than that, it's quite a lot, which is great. And when we're training for also, stuff, it's good.
What you take for longer than 2 hours changes as well. Like, I mean, everyone's different, but I wouldn't take anything if I'm only running 2 hours.
Yeah, two hours is reasonable.
Beyond and that, I'm still, like, I probably should.
Yeah, and then it takes up the rest of the day. So 2 hours is nice. Get that done. Hopefully see the sunrise as well. Oh. Nice sunny day. And then come back, eat some food. Probably smashed avo or something like that. And then probably head out to the beach if it's nice weather. Have a swim. What else would I do on a Sunday? Just chill. And then I like to kind of get myself set up for the week on a Sunday. So organize my schedule, what I'm doing for the week, plan out my sessions, and just see what I can fit in for the week. And just relax. I don't work. I've never, except actually last Sunday, I think was the first time I've worked on a Sunday before. Because at the shop was shut on Sundays, and I used to work in a restaurant, but I somehow got out of working on Sundays. So normally I'm not working, and I just kind of chill and just use that day to relax and recover from the week and get ready for the next one.
Oh, that's lovely.
What about you?
Wow. Okay, well, starting
off. Kick us off with your shoes.
Favorite pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm doing a lot of road running. Favorite pair of shoes are my Cliftons, my Hoka Cliftons. Although I've been running
Cliftons, not Cliffies. Like you like to call them. All your shoes have nicknames. It's so
Cliffies. My Cliffies. No, Cliffs.
The Cliffs. Oh, sorry. Even shorter now. Gosh. Yeah.
Gotta save those syllables. I'm busy. I do love them. I've been running in my Rincons a lot lately, but I do love my Cliftons. They're just so comfy. Good. I think, though, as I stretch out to longer distances, I can't deny that there is a bit of movement, and I am getting some super nice blisters that are just, I mean, it's fine because they're callousing and just making my feet nice and strong. But, yeah, I think, we'll see. I'm not really doing enough long stuff on the road to worry about that, but I do love them. They're just so comfy. They're so cushioned. Anyone who runs in Hoka will know that they are ultra cushioned but quite lightweight for the amount of cushioning you get. So they just feel great. They're so nice to put on. So that's what I mostly run in, and I imagine most people are familiar with that. In the bush, I do really like my Speed Instincts. These are a Hoka shoe as well. And they are sort of what happened, what was out before the Torrents. So I do have a pair of the newer Torrents as well, which I also really like. But I don't know, I think the Speed Instincts, like they're just
so different.
Yeah, well.
They're so different to the Torrents.
Yeah, I feel like they just hug my foot so differently.
They're a bit more narrow, yeah.
Yeah, which suits and my lower feet profile better. And, yeah. Yes, definitely. There's not nearly as much cushioning in there, which they're just, I love them. They're so nice. They just feel really comfy. And I think because I've had them for so long now, and I'll try and wear them for so many different things. Like I'd often wear them when I'd take boot camps if I was going to be running around with everyone. And they just feel good. They're not like super grippy or super cushioned. They're not super anything, but they just hug my foot and they're light. So that's for the bush. Location. I do love Budai National Park. It is so stunning. It's gorgeous. And as Soph said, you've got the ocean and the bush. You can run on the sand. And I, anyone who knows me, just check out my Instagram. I love the ocean. I love the ocean so much. And the bush. Oh my goodness. So Budai is both. But I think about best, like my favorite run location, I also love Katanga Reserve, which I hardly ever run in. I know Sophie's like, what? Have you ever even been there?
I guess that's what you used to do when you were a kid with your dad.
Yeah, right? Well, that's it. Like, that's, I have so many memories of running there with my dad, and we used to count all the different steps, and there's like a section as you come out with 93 steps. And I just remember the first time we ran up them all without stopping, and that's it. I will never walk up those steps because that's it. I know I can run up them, so I'm not walking on them.
No excuses.
That's it. So I think I've just got so many good memories of running there. And I feel like I know that bush so, so, so well. I feel like I know every step, which is hard to say in trail runs because it's always so, always a bit different. Yeah. So either one of those. I mean, yeah. Ideal Sunday. I used to always work on Sundays. So it's kind of like I don't always associate Sunday as like a rest day or whatever. It wasn't until the lockdown that I stopped working on Sundays, which is so, yeah, anyway, I've had a Sunday the last, good. 6 months now, which has been really cool. So Ideal Sunday would probably be similar to Soph with starting off with a long run. Budai National Park is where I'd like it to be. It'd be a nice clear day with a little bit of clouds. It would be about a 2 hour run. Because no, 2 hours, minimum 2 hours, but not really much longer. Because I need not taking a pack. I don't like running with a pack. It's just annoying. I never get thirsty or hungry anyway. It's just something annoying to carry, but it makes you look really hardcore. So, you know, I do like to take it. Anyway, no pack, starting just before sunrise or just before the first light of the day, so you get to see that light come up and then see the sunrise, and then the sun has risen, we've just about to finish our run, we then go and get a coffee because I love coffee, long black always, and then probably go for a swim. Coffee would be at Free State as well, shout out to Free State in Terrigal. Love everybody there. And then head down to the ocean and go for a swim, do a bit of a lap around the boys because I do love a good swim. And it just, oh, just the best way to start the morning. And then I'd probably just do something social, something relaxing, catch up with some friends, go to the gym at some point. That would definitely be on the agenda for an ideal Sunday. And then something social in the afternoon, like a relaxing walk with a friend, or a picnic. Normally I get my groceries done on a Sunday, actually. I do enjoy that. Yeah, big bowl of pasta for lunch because you got to replace those glycogen stores, get those carbs in. That's pretty much it. What more could you ask for, right?
That's a run, the dream.
Gym, pasta, coffee. The ocean. Yeah, so I think I well and truly covered that.
Yeah, very, a lot of detail we love. But everyone appreciated all the detail. You reminded me, one more thing we need to touch on. You're saying you go to a gym on a Sunday. That's the other thing we didn't really mention. As well as running, we've both kind of been into the gym for a while as well. You've been doing a number of different things, but mostly just on your own impact. Has that kind of been the last few years at least? Yep, doing your own strength training program. And I was similar. I was just going to Enshine Fitness for a while, doing my own thing. I did F45 for a while, a couple of years ago, just to try it. And it was good at the time, but then I just preferred to do my own thing. And then since moving up to Newcastle, I've started CrossFit, which is a little bit different. So I'm just trying to find the balance between that and running because I love both of them now, but obviously keeping the running in there as well. So trying to do 3 or 4 runs and 3 or 4 CrossFit sessions at the moment.
Nice. That's awesome. It's busy. Yeah, well, I mean, I'll obviously be finding a new routine once I move, but what it's been like the last how many years, maybe 3 years, has been about 4 or 5 sessions at Impact a week, just like basic strength sessions, and then 2 or 3 sessions at F45, mostly the cardio sessions I get in there for, and then somewhere between 3 to 5 runs if my body is happy to run, and at the moment, about 3 or 4 swims, but it just depends on injuries, really.
Yes, and time and everything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You can fit in. Yeah.
Amazing. Cool.
Very good.
All right.
All right. Well, if anyone's still listening, let us know. Appreciate you sticking by for nearly an hour. Sorry that we went on for so long.
Yeah, that was going
to
be a quick one.
We really need to work on our. I remember that in school when you do an essay and they're like, okay, now cut it down to one paragraph, like summarize it. And I'm like, I don't know how, that all the words are important.
Everything's important. Just so important, I'm sure we Sophie can, Lane.
I'll try and edit some of this so it's a little bit shorter, but yeah, I hope you enjoyed some of it, took something out of it, got to know us a little bit better. And yeah, leave us a review on Apple, subscribe and follow on Spotify or whatever else you listen to. Yeah. And follow us at Stronger Stride on Instagram.
That's it. Thank you so much, guys. Please feel free to shoot us a message with any questions or any ideas for future podcast episodes as well, if there's anything that you're interested in or anything you want
to
hear about.
Quick shout out to Katie for encouraging us to do this episode. We'd been thinking about it, but we were like, oh, seems a bit weird to just talk about ourselves, but she thought it was good. So shout out to you, Katie. Hope you're still listening. Thank you.
Amazing. All right. Have a fantastic day, guys. Thanks for listening.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, that's it. Can't wait. All right. Bye.